From a distance, Jim Denemy's artwork looks almost as if it would belong in a nursery. It's playful, it's colorful, the brush strokes are broad. But as you walk closer and closer to each piece, you realize this is heavy stuff. And after you view his exhibit, you walk away changed forever.
Most of my work, I don't generalize. I will be specific about Myrick or Jesse Ventura or Jackson. My paintings basically say mean people suck. Yeah. And the only people offended are mean people. And I can defend myself against them. Yeah, I paint my perspective, my understanding of a topic or a history as I see it. Often I find that a lot of this stuff is not widely known because a lot of this history was not taught in public schools. It was something I discovered when I went back to higher education, when I went back to the University of Minnesota. And then I just thought, holy smokes, I had no understanding how the reservation system developed, what treaties, how they were negotiated, and what was given, what was taken. And not surprisingly, nobody else did either.
Jim Denemy is an Anishinaabe artist whose vibrant works uniquely balance a playful, almost childlike palette with heavy, real subject matter. Jim Denemy's art brings new meaning to art history. He makes art out of history, giving a deeper meaning to the human experience. I had the great privilege to talk with Jim when I met up with him at the Nemeth Art Center in Park Rapids recently.
I see my art inspiring social awareness because I attempt to do so, especially with my historical narrative work, social political commentary.
Jim grew up oscillating between city life and reservation life, and it had a big impact on him.
An important aspect of my work is my identity, and that wasn't very clear growing up. But I spent the first few years of my life on the reservation, and then my family moved me and my two brothers to Chicago, and I was about 5 years old then, and after a year, they separated. My mom moved me and my brothers to Minneapolis, where other relatives and other Native people have moved. And so I grew up there, and I knew I was Ojibwe or Indian, but I didn't know much more than that. I mean, and not a lot was passed on to me from my parents, who were also affected by the assimilation campaign and weren't taught everything from their parents. So it trickled down to me where, you know, very little trickled down to me. And so I grew up a brown American. I knew I was Native, but I didn't know exactly what that meant. And then I always had a tingling, though. I mean, go back to the reservations, and there was something there. I mean, it was, you knew it.
He felt that innate connection to his Native life, but would not have the opportunity to explore it for many years.
In 1989, I got sober and enrolled in the University of Minnesota in 1990, hoping to get out of construction and into the health sciences, but I ended up taking some art classes that inspired my artistic spirit again, which was dormant for a number of years during my addicted years. But I also learned history, and I met a group of people who were similar to me, who had grown up disconnected from their culture, their heritage, in some form. But everybody hungry to go back and learn more and pick up some of the pieces that were left behind. You know, learning the language, going to ceremonies, powwows, wild rice gathering, maple sugar, all kinds of things. And once I started to learn those things, I learned more who I was. And it was very empowering to learn this stuff. And so I ended up taking these art classes at the same time and changing my direction from health sciences to art, and I had a minor in American Indian Studies. And so my identity and my history became my subject matter for my paintings, which were a form of storytelling, visual storytelling, which also comes out of my Ojibwe heritage, and my clan sign, which is the crane, and we are orators of our tribe.
And tell the stories he does. Once he learned the history of the Native people, he knew, at a deep level, the importance of sharing those histories through his art. And once a viewer sees his work, they're changed. And his message is shared, and it grows.
You know, I'm very proud of the recognition I've gotten for my work. My work's in at least 15 museum collections around the country, and a number of publications, many publications, and private collectors. For me, it's more important to exhibit, or just as important to exhibit, as it is to sell the work. People have to see it, they have to react to it. And I have found since my very first exhibition that one opportunity has led to two more. That, you know, I've gotten invited to do this show and somebody else sees it, and I've got an invitation being published in a book about painting, and then the museum or somebody wants to buy this piece, or there's another invitation for an exhibition or a group exhibition. So it just keeps expanding. I have to continue to be prepared for my next opportunity because people are talking about it right now and it's coming.
To prepare for what's coming next, while the rest of us are asleep in our beds, Jim Denemy is in his studio, sketching or painting, creating.
I made a sketch. Again, it was fun. I didn't know what I was doing when I started the sketch. I had no idea, but it just turned into this phenomenal, complex drawing that the Walker Art Center ended up buying.
The sketch happened to be an 8-foot by 12-foot image from The Wizard of Oz.
Particular scene where they're going through the apple orchard and the trees come to life and are mean and throwing apples at them. So there's a tension, a spookiness in that scene, which I try to maintain with modern imagery. And
there are people walking around that you cross paths with that seem like regular people. They sound like regular people. They live like regular people. They work as secretaries and drywallers. They blend right in, looking like normal humans. But their brains are different. They have the power to create art that creates dialogue about complicated subjects. They create art that inspires understanding and awareness. They create art that has the power to build bridges. Jim Denemy is one of these genius artists. You can see his work at the Nemeth Art Center in downtown Park Rapids until the end of September. And you can see it anytime at the Walker Art Center in Minneapolis or at museums all around our country and around the world.